Top Republicans from around the country chose former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele to be the next chairman of the Republican National Committee. Steele is the first black American to hold the post, and he will now become a leading spokesman and candidate recruiter as Republicans try to recover after losing the presidency in November and losing their majorities in both chambers of Congress in 2006. Steele beat out four challengers, including the incumbent Republican chairman, Mike Duncan, and he promised to bring change to the Republican Party.
To those who support us, to those who believe in the ideals, those conservative principles that have made us the strong and proud party that we are, to Americans who believe in the future of this country, to those who stand in difference with us, it's time for something completely different, and we're going to bring it to them.
Steele vowed to reach out to voters who've been turned off by Republican candidates and Republican themes in recent elections, and to broaden the base of a party that has narrowed in recent years.
We're going to bring this party to every corner, every boardroom, every neighborhood, every community. And we're going to say to friend and foe alike, we want you to be a part of us. We want you to work with us. And for those of you who wish to obstruct, get ready to get knocked over.
Steele has the difficult job of trying to rebuild a dispirited Republican Party following President Barack Obama's victory in November over John McCain and Democratic gains in Congress in the past two election cycles. Democrats gained majorities in both the Senate and House of Representatives in 2006 and expanded those majorities in the November elections. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.